Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria.
Steps to Christ. Chapter 4. Confession. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages, or perform painful penances, to commend our souls to the God of heaven, or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true mediator, our great High Priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin, and if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the word of truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of His power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in His ability to defend and vindicate His cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us: wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, "Ye sorrowed after a godly sort. What carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, Yea, what revenge! In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed, and unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgement of his guilt, he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved. After Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they were filled with a sense of shame and terror. At first, their only thought was how to excuse their sin and escape the dreaded sentence of death. When the Lord inquired concerning their sin, Adam replied, laying the guilt partly upon God and partly upon his companion, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I should eat." The woman put the blame upon the serpent, saying, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3, 12 and 13. Why did you make the serpent? Why did you suffer him to come to Eden? These were the questions implied in her excuse for her sin, thus charging God with the responsibility of their fall. The spirit of self-justification originated in the Father of lies and has been exhibited by all the sons and daughters of Adam. Confessions of this order are not inspired by the divine spirit and will not be acceptable to God. True repentance will lead a man to bear his guilt.
Good night, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath. This is Sister Powell. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for this blessed Sabbath day. We ask you to pour your blessings upon us, even the footsteps of your children, Lord, so that we can come to join to bring all the praise to you. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings, Lord, of the day, and also the blessings of all the days throughout 2021, dear Lord. We thank you for carrying us through, and this is the last day, the last Sabbath evening for Friday for this year. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you and we bring honor and glory to your name. You are worthy to be praised, each one of us, Lord, so far on this line. Lord, we have not heard of any death on this line throughout the January right to the end of the year. And we know, dear Lord, you are the one to get the praise. So we give you all praises. We ask you, Lord, to bless us tonight while we hear and give you thanks for all the things that you have done for us. To be faithful, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Welcome, my dear brothers and sisters on this line. Tonight, this is Sister Powell who will be your host. And we will start out to give thanks by reading Psalms 107. And we will just read a few verses of Psalms 107, the scripture passage. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters on the line to press 1 so that you can will be able to share. We only have a few on the line right now, hoping from 7 o'clock, my dear brother, from 7 o'clock this line was open. So we just asking our brothers and sisters, let us really praise the Lord tonight. It said here, Psalms 107, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever." We do know that we have to give thanks to him. We know that he is good. And as we look around and we saw all the things that he has done, that all the things that is happening in the world, we can say we have a loving Father who spared our life so that we can come to join and to give praises unto him. He said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Brothers and sisters, I know tonight you have praises to give God, because you know what he had done, he had redeemed us from the hands of the enemy. We saw the enemy, what the enemy was doing, you know, to each and every one, actually over the world, but the Lord had spared us, and we are here in his hand. He redeemed us from them, and he gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in solitary ways. They found no city to dwell in. And this is telling us, with the children of Israel, brothers and sisters, let us be faithful, because if we are not being faithful to God, his promises, his word, we will be wandering in the wilderness just like our first parents them. It said here, they wandered in the wilderness in solitary way, and they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them, and they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. So even though they wander, when they cry to the Lord delivered them from their distresses, and he led them forth by the right hand, that they might go into city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. So, brothers and sisters, tonight I'm asking you to let us praise the Lord for all the things that he has done for us. We are in the land of the living, and we are here to testify to others, to say to them how good and how great our Father Jesus is to us. So I am going to stop there and end there. And I am going to open this line. Brothers and sisters, I'm just asking your peace to share. God is good. All right. I just don't want myself alone. 931-724, your line is open.
Hi, Sister Powell.
Good evening. Good evening, my dear beloved elder. How are you doing?
God is great and is worthy to be praised. Happy New Year as we go into the New Year. I pray as we are in the New Year, we don't have to wait until midnight. We know the New Year has begun.
Yes.
Wishing everybody, by God's grace, a closer walk, a closer relationship, that we trust in the Lord, and to walk with him and to live for him and to be led by him and to serve him and to worship him. So this is my prayer for each and everyone, my encouragement for everyone to hold fast their profession of faith and to hold to the end, for Jesus is coming. Let us be watchful, let us be prayerful, and let us be hopeful in him. And we know that we want Jesus to come. You know, we're tired of this world and what is going on. It's time for God's people to get in line and to get in place with him. So I want to, again, wish everybody all the best, and that we draw close and we unite more together, and we pray one for another in serving him and in living for him, and more about in witnessing. We cannot leave. This year, this time should be a year of aggressive evangelism. Aggressive evangelism. Yes, it's time for us to get out there and to lift up his name and to worship him. Let me sing this song, Sister Powell. Let me sing this song. Let me get to it. Hold on.
Amen. Amen.
I'll go where Jesus wants me to go. Yes. So this year we should truly ask God to guide us and lead us wherever he wants to send us, wherever he wants to lead us. Go where Jesus wants me to go. Yes. I'm just trying to get a song here. Quick as the power. And
that's okay. Take your time. Take your time, my dear. Hello.
Yes. Oh, I know. I know what I put in the wrong. I'll go where he wants me to go. All right. Yes. All right. Here it goes. So they say we want to go where Jesus wants us to go, right, Sister Powell?
Yes, sure. Amen.
Amen. Okay. It's coming now. All right. It may not be on the mountain's height over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle's front my Lord will have need of me. But if by a still small voice he calls to pass, I do not know. I'll answer, dear Lord, with my hand in thine. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today there are loving words where Jesus would have me to speak. There may be now in the paths of sin some wanderer whom I should seek. Oh, Savior, if thou wilt be my guide, though dark and rugged the way, my voice shall echo the message sweet. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'd say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. There's surely somewhere a lonely place in earth have it feel so wide, where I may labor through life's short day for Jesus the crucified. So trust in my all unto thy care, Lord. I know thou lovest me. I'll do thy will with a heart sincere. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, or mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Thank you, Sister Powell. God's blessing, and be faithful and hold to Jesus to the end. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved brother, Elder Richardson, for that song, brothers and sisters. I go where you want me to go, dear Lord. Evangelism, aggressive evangelism for us this year. God is so good. Thank you, my dear elder, for that wonderful song. And brothers and sisters, this is a call for each one of us, right? This year, we are in the new year, and our aim, our goal is to go out wherever we can find those souls out there, right, to give them the everlasting gospel. Thank you, my dear elder. Right, hoping this one. Okay, 985-232, your line is open. Can you hear your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just give God thanks for the last day in the year. I just want to thank him for my daughter's getting stronger and overcoming the Omaro, whatever the virus is. She's overcoming. She's been sunning, getting in the sun. She's been getting out stronger now. And thank God for prayers from everyone. And her strength she's got, and I mean, she's just doing wonderful. Thank God. Haven't spread it. Thank God. I want to read this prayer. Thank you, Lord, for following me and encouraging me to rest. You are a good God. You are not cruel or unkind. You truly care for me and my well-being. I love you and I love your ways. You will surely serve you and find my rest in you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. That's for all of us. And we thank the Lord because this year is surely what he do for us. And we still thank him and we love him because this is what the Lord do for us all the time. And we don't have enough sense to do for ourselves, rest. And take care of our well-being or stop and do things. We want to go till we get sick. And then we still don't want to stop when we get sick. He has to just lay us down, make us rest, and tell us you can't go anymore or just put something in the way where we can't move no more. So we thank the Lord. We love the Lord for him helping us and making sure we get this rest day and rest and think about it. Sometimes we don't want to do it, but we'd be glad to see that day and rest because always be a joyful day. I will always be like the rest on weekend. So it just brought back a lot of blessings for me. So I thank the Lord. My sister reminds me of it. And I have to think about it. And I say, yes, it's a blessing. I need it anyway. So I thank God. I don't do much of nothing. So I don't do too much. So I enjoy it. And I enjoy getting into the word or looking up something or doing something for the Lord. So we just want to thank God and ask for prayer, to continue prayers for my home, that we continue getting rid of this virus and pray for my family and friends and Advent Light family and friends and continue praying for the United States that we can continue getting the world and straight. The Lord can continue straightening it up, and we can continue living for the Lord, and because God is in control, we know, and we know he's going to do his job. He might take his time, and we have to wait, because I forgot the scripture when it say when God's ready, and I'm going to remember, I'm going to get it one day and I'm going to read it, but it said when. So it's when God's ready, he's going to finish doing what he needs to do with all of us. So I thank the Lord and for when he gets ready. So that means we have to be patient and just pray and work our way through till he gets ready. So I thank God for Sister Power and all the brothers and sisters that we have on this line to give. I thank them for their this recipe for the Colbic. That's what I used for my daughter, and it just worked so fine. It knocked all the Colbic out. She sweat so much. It just broke everything. So I thank God for Brother Yuri and all of them that gave this last one. Brother Yuri gave. I thank God for all my sisters and brothers with their recipes and testimony and everything they give us for health message. So God is good for presenting them. So God bless each and every one, and we pray we see tomorrow. We don't have long, but we pray each other live tomorrow, and we'll be back on the line. Pray to God, Sunday. Y'all have a blessed day. Happy Sabbath, everyone. I'll be the only one tonight, Sister Powell.
Amen. Amen. Brother John coming on?
But not tonight.
Okay.
That's my grandbaby.
Right. Okay, just tell her to sit there and let me sing her a little song for her sister Brenda. Just hold her and happy Sabbath, our grandbaby and Advent Light. Tonight we are going to sing your little song for you, right? Can you sing? Join us by singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Oh, yes. Jesus love our grandbaby, oh yes. Jesus love our grandbaby, oh yes. Jesus love you, for the Bible tells us so. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Good night. Amen. All right, thank you, Sister Brenda. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we're asking you to press number one so that your line can be open. We share giving thanks for what God has done for us. He has done great things, right? Not only carrying us safely through the other week that we can acknowledge the Sabbath today, but he has carried us safely through the whole year. And now we can say we see the new year started, right? We are not waiting until 12 o'clock. We know it is the new year. So my brothers and sisters on this light, happy new year. And the Advent Light wish everyone a prosperous year, each and every one of us to be on the battlefield, so that we can carry out the work that the Lord wants us to do, right? Aggressive evangelism. So thank you again for joining, and I'm asking you, please, to press number one so that your line will be open. 225-337, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? Thank you. Welcome.
Yes. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for for being on the prayer line tonight, and also from hearing the testimonies, the reading, and all these things that the Lord is helping us on the prayer line tonight. So I want to share. I'm getting a lot of happy New Year, a lot of things about New Year, but I would like to share something, because as the Bible tells us to seek and to search for everything. So I want to share about New Year. Amen. And I'm reading from Exodus chapter 12 and verse 2. And the Bible says, "This month shall be unto the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you." So as I search this out to look for the beginning of month, which is called the New Year, and I go to the other text, and I look at what the new year begins. It's the month of Abel. And so it begins March 20. You got to notice that when the barley is begin to be ripe in the spring, when the barley is begin to be ripe to be harvested, that's the time spring come in, and that's what the Bible says. That is the beginning. That's the new year. It begins after March 20, and by God's grace, we have the season for the spring would be March, April, and May. And then you go to the next three seasons. So these seasons, that first season is the beginning of the year, brothers and sisters. God says that this year, we know that man has tampered with God's word and showing that that January is the new year. But if you look at the winter month begin December. It has three seasons, December, January, and February. That's the fourth season. And that season began the cold and winter months. So it cannot be the new year. It has to be the new year when the first part of the spring, when you start seeing that grass turn green again and you're able to harvest some of your things that has been planted. So I just want to thank God for learning this, because I want to understand the Bible according to the time and season that God has given to us. But I'm getting a lot of Happy New Year, and it's that I cannot take it to where when I know people don't know, I have to be able to share the truth. And the truth as it is supposed to be the new year begin the spring. So that's what I wanted to share, and I want to thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And also, sisters and brothers, you can go back to Exodus chapter 12. You can look it up. And also Deuteronomy chapter 16. I had 16. Oh, I lost the page. I think it was Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. It talks about the month of Abib. And the month of Abib is after
Amen.
March.
Amen.
Excuse me? Amen. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. And I wanted to share that. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. There may be another time, you know, you guys can have a discussion about that. But right now, what we have been noticing, right, we have been seeing what we saw here, that the world at this point in time come to the end of whatsoever it is. And we are in December, the end of December. So that is what I really have to go on right now. So what I can say, our brother Yudi and brother Elder Richardson, Brother Rick, and Brother Hakeem, we can have that, you know, discussion or that study another time. So thank you for sharing. All right. We are going. Yes, Anna. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I'm asking you please to press number one if you want to share, right, and give the praises. We, the Lord, have kept us right through, and he has brought us to the blessed Sabbath day that we know that is the Sabbath day of rest, and he has carried us through it. So all we have, a lot of praises that we have, can give the Lord for all the blessings that he have restored upon us. He have restored great blessings, right? And we are so grateful to know that we have a loving Father who cares about us on this line. Right through, going right through all the crises around, there were great situations and crises and affected even the diseases. But we give God thanks that none of us so far on this line, from the beginning to the end, we have not heard of any debt. And even though we have brothers and sisters who came down with the illness, God have given them the health message in which they have been using the natural remedy. As we know that he gave us the natural remedy in Genesis 1:29. He said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed. And we thank God that those herbs that God have given unto us for meat, and also remedy that our brothers and sisters have been using it to build up their immune system. And we can just give praises, brother. You have been giving a lot of health tip and health remedies, Sister Stephanie, Sister Leola, and all the brothers here bring their tip, and we just want to give God thanks for what he has done for us, right? So we are asking you, please, to press 1 if you would like to share tonight. Give thanks to God for what he has done for us. He has done great things. We start a little late because nearly 8 o'clock, brothers and sisters. We just have a few people on the line. So I'm asking you, please, if you want to speak, you can press number 1, okay? 111, your line is open.
Blessed Sabbath. Blessed Sabbath, beloved brothers and sisters. This is Brother Yudi here. I'm calling from Mountain Home, Arkansas. And I want to just thank the Lord for these children who are sometimes wearing out my patience, but I thank God for them. And but our patience cannot be worn out, right? Our patience cannot be worn out, because the Bible says in Revelation 14, verse 12, here is the patience of the saints.
And of the saints.
You are they that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 19:10 says, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Well, I tell you, it's been a really, 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 really wild, not wild, but blessed week. I tell you, if we tell you the amount of people that we are helping by God's grace who came into the store, it is unbelievable what the Lord has been doing. But anyways, there was yesterday a young man came into the store and he said, you know, you guys believe in Jesus Christ? I said, yes. I said, we have a Bible right here. And he said, wow, that's amazing. And he said, have you guys received the mark of the beast yet? I said, no. He said, well, you know, people have received the mark of the beast who got the vaccine. And I sat there, I listened to him, and then the Lord said, no, you need to correct it. So I said, my brother, that is not what the mark of the beast is. He said, oh, yes, it is. It's the mark of the beast. He said, Obama is the beast, and the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Obama is the false prophet. I said, brother, no. I said, let's go to Daniel chapter 2. Went to Daniel chapter 2, studied with him, and I showed him the statue in Daniel 2, and the head of gold, the chest of silver, the belly of bronze, the legs, the feet, the foot of leg of iron, and then the feet of iron and clay. And I said to him, now let's go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 23, 24, and 25. And I show him the papacy, the fourth beast. And then I show him the three criteria of the fourth beast. In Daniel 7, 25, it says, and he spoke great words against the Most High. He wore out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. I said, which church did those three things? He says, it's the Roman Catholic Church. I said, okay, my brother. Then I said, then how can you say that the mark of the beast is the vaccine? I said, because listen, if the Roman Catholic Church is the beast, the mark of the beast must be associated with the church. He said, oh, no, the beast is Obama. So he's very confused. I said, my brother, I said, let's go to Revelation 13. Show him the first beast of Revelation 13. Show him the second beast in Revelation 13, the United States of America. And I said to him, the mark of the beast is the national Sunday law when it is passed. Oh, no. He said, I believe the Sabbath is the true day of worship. I said, well, that's good. Praise God. He says, but the mark of the beast is this vaccine. So everything that we did, we're studying with him for 2 hours. The young man was very confused. And so he came back today. He said, I'm glad. He said, I was happy to fellowship with you guys. And then he was saying the same things over again. But before he left, as he was studying with him, two others were there who were studying along at the store. And they were sitting down listening. And all three of them, I gave them the National Sunday Law book. And they left, and tomorrow, his name is Brother John. I want you to pray for him. He gets very confused. You know, his mind, you know, the enemy really confuses the minds of the people. And everything that I show Brother John, every scripture that I show him, he just keeps holding on to these thinkings, right? And even whatever he's saying, he has no scripture to prove it. I said, Brother John, you need to, because today he came and he said, well, if you guys, are Sabbath keepers, then he said, I believe the Sabbath is the Sabbath, but he was just saying some erroneous things about the Sabbath. He said, well, I want to keep the Sabbath, but that's the day I make the most money. I said, brother, so you can't, he said, I know I can't serve God and state and mammon at the same time. And I said to him, the Sabbath, if you truly believe in it, God will provide for you double portion on Friday so that you won't have to work on Saturday. So Brother John, you know, very confused, and he's from New Jersey. He's here. He moved from New Jersey. And, he's very hard to listen to scriptures, and he's very into opinions and things. So I'm asking that you pray for Brother John, okay? And he promised to go to church tomorrow with me. I sent them the address, and we are beginning to study with him. I also gave them the National Sunday Law, and I'm praying that the Lord will allow him to read it, because you can believe what he's telling people is that if you receive the vaccine, he's saying you cannot be saved. And I said, Brother John, that's error. I said, God is able to save to the uttermost. And everything that we show him, he agrees that the Catholic Church is the beast. He agrees that the Catholic Church changed the Sabbath, but he doesn't think that the mark of the beast is that. So anyways, these are some of the things that have been going on at the store this week. We have a wonderful message for you tonight by yours truly on the new year and the old year that has passed as we begin to analyze our lives. Keep us in prayer. We are exhausted. It has been a very busy and hectic week at the store. Yesterday, I believe at one point we had about probably 15 people inside of the store at once. There were so many people within that were coming in, asking us questions. And this other guy who owns the came in. He said, "Brother," he said, "I read the Great Controversy," and he says, "I want to read it again." I said, well, it's right over there on the shelf. So he said to me, I have watched Walter Weiss in every series that he had on the Total Onslaught. And this man has a farm. And he says to me that he's selling the farm to someone who will understand what to do with it, and we are supposed to meet with him, to study with him as well. And many, many, many more. I tell you, so many people are inviting us to their home. They're saying, come, we want to study with you. We want you to explain to us, you know, about this health message. We want you to teach us how to cook. We need help. If I tell you we need, Advent Light Ministry needs to come to Arkansas. You guys have no idea what we are. We need help badly. So these folks, I cannot put it into words. You would have to be on our Facebook to see what the Lord is doing. These people are hungry, and we are just a few of us, not enough hands, not enough hands. And so we are praying for laborers, for the right laborers, to help us here in the vineyard. Amen. May God bless you all. Happy New Year. I will be on to present a message about 7:30. We're going to have some prayer as we open the Sabbath and the New Year that is upon us as well. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for sharing that wonderful and wonderful story. And this is the time, brothers and sisters, that we know that people are hungry out there, souls are out there, and we have to carry the everlasting gospel to the world. So I'm so grateful to know that God is able to be using you guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm back. Red.
931-724. Your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Sister Powell, thank you for opening the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, dear. Praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Elder Richardson had pressed one. You didn't see it. So, yeah, sorry. Praise the Lord. So, thank you. I'm just giving thanks and praise to the Lord. I'm here in Iron City, and I thank you for filling in because my phone doesn't get reception here, and I'm just thanking the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, for his protection, just traveling here. And also today as we went out passing out the tracks to people and telling them Happy New Year. So I'm just thanking the Lord for a blessed Sabbath, a Happy New Year, and I'm able to come together with my brothers and sisters and give the Lord glory, honor, and praise, which only belongs to him. So we're so very blessed to be in the land of the living. And we also thank the Lord for his goodness, his mercy towards us. And I will read Psalms 34, starting at verse 1. It said, I will bless the Lord at all time. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Not some, all the my fears. So we also give all our fears, our troubles, our worries, our care to the Lord. So he can deliver us from all our fears. Verse 5. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their face was not ashamed. So we ought to be looking unto the Lord, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we, in his word, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. So we also lift Christ up wherever we go so that everyone can be drawn to him and not to us. Verse 5. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and deliver them. Brothers and sisters, say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. So we have to taste it for ourselves. We have to have that personal connection, conviction of the Lord. We can't, you know, go by our father or mother or brothers or sister. We have to have that personal connection with the Lord and taste and see his miracle, his answering our prayer, his blessing us, protecting us, and providing for us. So we have to have that personal connection, we have to have our own testimonies. And verse 9, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. So we ought to have that godly fear for our Lord. We have to have that reverence that we have for our earthly parents. And we have to have even more for our Heavenly Father who created us. He created all things. As I was listening to a message today, or they were praying and fasting, and you know, the lady talked about Jonah praying to the Lord. He was in the whale's belly, way under under the water, and the Lord heard him, and we which above the water. You know, we have to know that he hear our prayer. Sometimes he said, wait. Sometimes he said, no. And sometimes he said, yes. But we have to hear his word and don't go on our own indication and say, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make this decision. We have to wait upon the Lord for everything. And, you know, I have failed that. So I just ask the Lord for a closer walk with him and for forgiveness for making decisions and doing things, you know, on my own. And I just want to be drawn closer to him, have a closer walk with him. I want to do his will. And today as I looked up my name, it said strong and free woman. So I want to be strong in the Lord and free to do what he wants me to do, go where he wants me to go, and not be tied down by any earthly thing. But I have to seek his face and know his will for my life, for direction, for ministry, and just being free to go places and help out and being free to do his will in all spheres of, you know, gifts that he have taught me. I'm still learning the medical missionary, and it is so powerful. It's so much to learn. And just in life, we have so much to learn and unlearn through our cultivated tendency and our hereditary tendency, so much. And we just have to ask the Lord to forgive us of the generational curse that's been upon our forefathers, and that it, you know, stop with us and it not continue with our children. Because we, you know, I can look back and see my father and the curse that's been upon him, maybe not his mother and father, but upon him. And I just ask the Lord to break that curse and to help me to seek his face, and, you know, praying for each and every one of you. So I just want to thank the Lord for this opportunity to come and give him praise and honor at this blessed new year. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Yes, can you lead us in prayer, Sister Carla? I'm just impressed this evening. Right? So you know the names, and we have various brothers. Sister Brenda, daughters came down with the virus, and, you know, she's doing much better, and she's asking for prayer, and also her little grandbaby. You know, need them prior. You know, these little ones, we have to remember them. We heard a while ago, Brother Udi, children, you know, those little ones. And now is the time that, you know, we have to have that patience to deal with them. When I heard Brother Udi, I just say, You know, you have to have that compassion, that caring, that love, that patience to deal with these little ones. So I'm asking you to lift up all these little ones in prayer. And the aggressive evangelism that we all supposed to be embarking in, and this time as we are stepping forward, we know despite of what happened, we have finished the whole year from January to December, and we are starting the new year. We are in the new year. That is what we saw. So we are asking our brothers and sisters to have, you know, a plan out there that we can go out. So lift up that in prayer, aggressive evangelism. And also I'm asking you to remember that our dear beloved brother Eli is asking and crying out for a youth function there that we can allow, you know, organize a little youth program so that the youth will know that they are not left alone, so that they can lead out and also to draw closer to the Lord. Talk to you. So just pray for us, Sister Brenda and Brother John and the whole team, my dear. A general prayer so that we can wait for the sermon, because still we have to be all temperance in everything we do.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Let us go to the throne of grace. Kind and loving Father, we come before you, Lord, thanking you for health and strength. Thank you, thanking you for provision, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, Father. You are mighty, and you are worthy to be praised, Lord. In all we do and say, O Father, may your name be glorified. O kind and loving Father, may your name be praised, O Father, amongst all names in earth or under the earth, O Father. As we come before you in your word and say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek. He's meek, he's gentle, yes, and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, Father, as we ask for patience and we ask for wisdom, may we take a hold, Father, of your yoke because it's easy and your burden is light, Lord. May there be an exchange in this, oh, Father, so that we can have wisdom, we can have patience, and we can have understanding, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Brother Udy before you. I ask that you will be with him in a marked way. I ask that you will bless him, oh, Father. I ask that you will give him patience, oh, Father, for the children. Patient, O Father, for whatever he's lacking patience in, O Lord. May your will be done in his life, O Lord. May he continue to grow and to be steadfast in your word, Lord. I thank you for Sister Brenda, Brother John, and their love for you, O Father, their faithfulness to you, O Lord. I thank you for blessing their daughter and touching her and healing her according to your will, Father. May she draw closer to you and know that the great physician has kept her for a time such as this, O Lord. I pray that her grandchildren will be blessed, O Father. I pray that you will touch them and you will protect them and help them, O Father. Please, Lord, help the adults in the family to be an example unto those children, O Father, to teach them aright and to direct them in the way that they should go. Father, please bless Brother Eli, Lord, his mother, and his many prayer requests of his brothers and sisters in Christ, his co-workers, his classmate, O Father. I thank you for each and every one of them, O Father. I thank you, O Lord, for his love for them, his genuine love for them, and petitioning their name before the throne of grace, Lord. That is so powerful, to bring names and to bring others to you, O Father. That means we care for them and we love them and we want them to be saved, Lord. Please hear the prayers. Please answer it accordingly, O Lord. Bless Sister Leola and her family in a marked way. Continue to supply their needs, O Lord, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Be with Brother Mozart, his family, Brother Bernard, his family, and the other two young men, Garrett and Sean, and their family in the Mark way, O Father. I thank you, O Lord, for Brother Richardson and his family. I thank you for them always having an open door for me, O Father. I thank you for the blessing that you have poured upon them. May you strengthen them, O Father. May you bless their children and their grandchildren and supply their needs, O Lord, according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you for Sister Katie. Thank you for Brother O'Neill, O Lord. There's so many. Sister Consonelli, O Lord, the powerful work that you're doing in each and every one of their life. As Brother O'Neill said, to keep him in prayer, he will be doing a presentation tomorrow on health, O Father. I ask, O Father, that you will bless him and put your word in his mouth, O Father, to speak with bravery to the people and to show them that health is very important. It is the right hand of the gospel, and it is so needed in these last days to finish the work. You have to have strength. You have to come away from the flesh pot. You have to be drawn closer to God so that we can hear his still voice, O Lord. O Father, I just thank you for each and everyone that's on the prayer line, Lord. Unspoken prayer requests, O Father, we petition before you, O Father, that you will grant it according to your will, that you will answer the prayer. Those that are on the computer listening, O Father, and the rebroadcasts, O Father, they also have prayers and petition that needs answer, O Lord. They're pleading with you for direction and wisdom, Lord. Those that are in the city, may they come out, Lord, that they not get stuck in the city, O Father, and get caught up with the sinners and the sinful practice and all the evil that's going on in the city, oh, Father. Please provide for your children a country home, a country property, oh, Father, a way out, oh, Father, from the destruction that is about to take place, oh, Father. We surrender all to you, oh, Lord. We surrender, oh, Father. Help our unbelief. Help us to see your nearness and your soon coming, oh, Father, because it is at the door, Lord. Please bless us again. Please protect us. Please guide us. Please keep us from all harm and danger, Lord. Please, Lord, protect us in a marked way, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving and honor. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carla, for that wonderful prayer. God answered prayers in the morning. God is always there. He heard our cry. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, the next voice you will hear is Brother Yudi. We are going to open the line now for Brother Yudi. 111, your line is open. Your line is open.
All right. Thank you very much, Sister Paul, and thank you for the prayers. And thank you for holding down the fork here as I was asking for prayers, Brother John, specifically. The young man that we've been ministering to, we're asking that the Lord would open up his eyes and turn his misplaced zeal into true zeal for the Lord. And my message for tonight is simple. It is a message of assessment. We're going to assess the past year and see whether or not this past year we have been truly in the faith. We're going to assess our life in comparison with the Word of God as we contemplate this new year. In fact, the new year is already upon us. Amen? It is already upon us because the Bible says that we should celebrate our days from sunset to sunset. And so not only are we contemplating the new year, but more importantly, we are contemplating the Sabbath. And as I was saying, that it is an interesting thing that the Lord actually allows us to begin a new year with rest. Amen? We are beginning a new year with rest. That is an interesting thing. We're going to get into a word of prayer before we open up tonight. And you're going in your Bibles to the book of Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 and 14. Philippians, the third chapter, verse 13 and 14.
Okay.
I'm asking for someone to give us some special prayer. Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 and 14. I will pray, and then whoever has it can open up.
Can you call him again, Philippians? Can Philippians, what? Philippians 3? 3. Okay.
Verse 13 and 14. Let us pray. Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your spirit. We ask for your grace and your mercy to be upon us. May you sustain us with your word, with your life, with your breath, with health as we begin upon a new year. Continue to shower upon us your Holy Spirit on this, your Sabbath day, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we are in Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. Do we have a reader tonight?
Okay, I will read it. Okay. Philippians 3, 13 to 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So notice what Paul is saying here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, right? And 14. He says that, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but he says, this one thing I do. What is it that Paul says this is the one thing that he do? He says, forgetting those things which are behind. As we are contemplating this new year, we should take a good look and an assessment into the past year. And Paul says that we are to forget the things that are behind, and we are to reach unto those things which are before us, those things which are coming. And then he says that in light of pushing towards those things that are before us, we need to press toward the prize. Press toward the prize. Our message title for tonight is I Press Toward the Prize. Again, Father in heaven, we ask for wisdom and understanding. In Christ's name, amen. So notice that the old year is past. In 2021, what happened? There has been a lot of death, a lot of mayhem. We elected a new president in 2021. We went out we came in with another thing. The pandemic is still raging. And now there is a vaccine that they claim can heal everyone's maladies and sickness, which, of course, we know is not true. We know that the world is not going back to normal, okay? In the beginning of the pandemic, there are many who thought that, okay, this would just be something that will come and go. In fact, we had heard from the current president at the time, Donald J. Trump, that the pandemic, he said by July it's going to be gone. But in fact, the fact of the matter is that this pandemic has been around since 2019, and now we have passed 2020, and now even 2021, even with this current vaccine that they say would eradicate COVID-19, which is of course not true, we are now going to a new year. The year is now 2022. We are in a new year, 2022 already, and what do we know? That those things are actually getting worse. Those things that we actually suspected, or the things that we actually believed that would actually have been a little different now, these things are actually getting worse, right? And the Bible says that Christ has likened the things that would take place in the last days as a woman that is with child, a woman that is in labor. Notice what the Bible says as we look at this concept tonight. And we're going to the Bible in the book of John, chapter 16. Let's go quickly to John, chapter 16. Notice what the Bible says in John chapter 16. We're going to begin at John, the 16th chapter, in verse number 21. Are we together? John chapter 16, verse 21. The Bible reads in verse 21 of John 16. John 16 in verse 21. The Bible says, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth what? No more the anguish, but joy that a man is born into the world. Amen? So now notice what the Bible is comparing. The Bible is comparing that these things as basically birth pains, all right? But notice that the Bible says that there's coming a time where these birth pains will actually cease, where the baby is going to be born. In other words, the second coming of Christ will take place sooner rather than later. Notice what the Bible says in Matthew the 24th chapter, and verse number 8. The Bible reads in Matthew 24, verse 8, "And these are the beginning of sorrow." These are the beginning of birth pains. And so when this pandemic first came, right, everybody was saying, look, this is just for a temporary time. But what we are beginning to see now is that all of the actual plans have been laid out in order for man to do that which he desires to do with this world. We're going to go to the book of Daniel tonight, Daniel chapter 7, and notice what the Bible says in Daniel the 7th chapter. As we look into Bible prophecy tonight, Daniel the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 23, the Bible reads in Daniel chapter 7, beginning at verse 22, for the sake of context, it says, beginning at verse 21, "I beheld in the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. And until the Ancient of Days came in judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws." So notice, my friend, that the Bible is actually prophesying of the fourth beast of Daniel chapter 7 that would use an opportunity, amen, that would use an opportunity in order to change times, to change laws, and to wear out the saints of the Most High. Now, we know that this fourth beast is none other than the Roman Catholic Church. In Revelation 13, beginning at verses 1 all the way up to verses 10, it is outlined the first beast of Revelation. Revelation 13, verses 10 and on outlines the second beast, which is the United States of America. So the COVID-19 pandemic has been preparing the way for the passing of the National Sunday Law. Because we are told in a great controversy, the great controversy tells us that what is the role that disease have to play in the end of time? Do we understand what the great controversy says that disease has to play when it comes to the end of times? What is the role that disease will play? I want to show you this in the book Great Controversy. We're going to see this right here in the Spirit of Prophecy, because then we are told that they will say that the people of God are causing these what? Evils. Pretty soon, those who are not going along with what the government is saying, those who are not going the established order of society, will certainly be blamed for the issues of the day. Now, I want to read this from the Great Controversy. This is startling, my friend, because we're going to see the whole point as we go full circle. I won't be long tonight because we want to spend a little time, a little season in prayer because of the new year. that is upon us. And notice what it says in the book, The Great Controversy. This is the 1888 edition, page 589. Are we together? Write it down. I'm going to begin it on page 589. We're going to understand what the connection is between spiritualism and disease in the last days and how this is going to bring an end to the actual world as we know it. The Bible says in Great Controversy 589, paragraph 1, through spiritualism, Satan appears as a benefactor of the race, healing the diseases of the people. All right? Did you hear that? Through spiritualism, Satan will do what? Will do a work of healing. Have mercy. Satan will do a work of what? Healing. And in order for Satan to do a work of healing, what must Satan first do? He has to first bring about what? Disease. Once he brings disease, he can come as the healer. Now, we know that these people are telling you that, listen, this vaccine, if you take it, you're going to be healed. All right? So Satan is preparing for the impersonation of Christ. He's preparing to impersonate Christ. And so this is what's going on right now. I want to read this from the Great Controversy. Through spiritualism, Satan appears as a benefactor of the race, healing the diseases of the people, and professing to present a new and more exalted system of religious faith. But at the same time, notice what he's doing. He works as a destroyer. His time, his temptations are leading multitudes to ruin. Intemperance dethrones reason, sensual indulgence, strife, and bloodshed follow. Satan delights in war, for it excites the worst passion of the soul. Now listen to what Sister White said. Satan works through the elements also to garner the harvest of unprepared souls. He has studied the secret of the laboratories of nature. I want you to understand. Satan has studied where? In the laboratories of nature. He's creating viruses. He is creating disease. He's creating germs in order to bring about his purpose, which is what? Which is to dethrone God and to do away with his law. He really wants for persecution to come again. He really wants for those who serve God to be in a position where they cannot buy or sell. Satan is working right here to this end, my friends. And we are laxy-daisy, sticking around, not really understanding what is taking place. And many in Adventism are saying, take the vaccine, it's going back to normal. Oh, no, my friends. There is no more normal. This is the new normal. It's not going to go back to what it used to be. You know, gone are the days where you should be able to just travel in peace. You know, I was thinking about that the other day. And with my wife, I was talking. You know, by the grace of God, we were able to do some traveling with our son Caleb. And he visited, you know, the Philippines and different places. But now I'm looking at my daughter and my younger daughter. I'm like, poor them, because they won't get the chance to do these things anymore, because the world has changed, and the world is not going back to the way it were, because the Bible says what will happen in Matthew 24. These are just the beginning of sorrows. If these are just the beginning of sorrows, if these are just the beginning of birth pains, when a woman is getting ready to give birth, you know, as she begins to have the contractions, and the contractions are stronger and stronger, she doesn't just go back to having, you know, less contractions. No. As she is closer to giving birth, what happens? The contraction gets worse and worse. And so the Bible says that these are just the beginning of birth things. I want to read this regarding Great Controversy 589. Notice what the servant of the Lord says Satan's going to do as it relates to disease and the role of disease in the last days. Satan works through the elements and also to garner his harvest of unprepared soul. So he has studied the secrets of the laboratories of nature. He uses all his power to control the elements as far as God allows. In other words, Satan is playing with the weather. Satan is playing in the laboratory. Satan is causing diseases. And at the same time, we are told that he only can go as much as God would allow him. Right? Now, we know that's the case because remember Job? How quickly did, when God gave Satan the permission to touch Job, how quickly did his flock, his herds, his servants, his houses, his children were swept away? Mm-hmm. It was God that was shielding Job from the destroyer, just like God is shielding us now by keeping the four angels at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so the winds do not blow from here. Until what? Until the servants of God are sealed upon their
foreheads.
Notice what this says. Here, Great Controversy 589 says, but the Christian world have shown contempt for the law of God. And the Lord will do just what he has declared he would do. He will withdraw his blessing from the earth. Have mercy. We are beginning to see this now. And remove his protecting care from those who are rebelling against his commandments and teaching and forcing others to do the same. Satan has control of all whom God does not especially guard. He will favor and prosper some in order to further his own design. Have mercy. You know something, my friend? How is it that Satan will favor and prosper some people in order to further his own design? And he will bring trouble upon others and lead men to believe that it is God who is afflicting them. Now, here's the quotation. While appearing to the children of men as a great physician, what will Satan do? He will appear to the children of men as the great physician. Have mercy. Satan is getting ready to impersonate Christ's works of healing. Do we understand? Satan is getting ready to say that he's the chiefest medical missionary. And he's going to present a false remedy. A remedy with medication. He's going to present medication, pharmakia, sorcery. And he's going to say that he has the power to heal. Notice what this says. Mm-hmm. While appearing to the children of men as a great physician who can heal all their maladies, he will bring disease and disaster. So who brings disease? Satan. He will bring disease and disaster until populous cities are reduced to ruin. He's going to bring disease upon the cities until they are ruined. This is the time for us to leave the cities, my friends, because Satan is going to bring disease. Look at what's happening in New York City, Angeles, California, Chicago. All the major cities are the highest in COVID-19. He's bringing disease, and then he's bringing cures. He's saying he's the great physician. But the purpose is, we are told, he will bring disease and disaster until the populous cities are reduced to ruin. Even now he is at work in accidents and calamities by sea and by land, and fierce tornadoes and terrific hailstorms and tempests and floods and cyclones and tidal waves and an earthquake. In every place and in a thousand forms, Satan is exercising his power. Have mercy. I see this every day at the store. People are sick. I would have to have a video in there for you to watch to see what's happening on a day-to-day basis. They're coming in with COVID. They say, we have COVID. What do we take? I say, well, we've got the wormwood. We've got the papaya leaves. We've got the bromelain. We got the tree of life antiviral shot. We've got the wheatgrass. We've got the intra, what do you want? But you must repent of your sins. You must repent of your sins. You must regard the 8 laws of health. And the rest stands for the Sabbath. And many of them say, I want to be healed, but I don't want to follow God's ways. He sweeps away the ripening harvest, and famine and distress will follow. He imparts to the air a deadly taint, and thousands perish by what? By the pestilence. These visitations are to become more and more frequent. In other words, this current situation will not get better because these visitations from Satan will become more and more frequent. Destruction will be upon man and beast. And then notice what she said next. Notice what she said. She said, and then the great deceiver will persuade men that those who keep the Sabbath are causing these evils. Here's where the Sunday law comes. That's the relation between people. People don't understand the connection between COVID-19 and the Sunday law. What's going to happen is pretty soon we are going to be told that those who are refusing to take this vaccine, those who are refusing to go along with the mandate, those who are refusing to worship on Sunday is causing these issues. And then he will present himself as the solution. Then the papacy will say, we have the solution, and there's only one solution. We need to return back to God. We need to return back to Sunday worship. My friend, the night is young, but I'm not going to go too long, as I promised. What is it that you should have done last year that you did not do this year? Notice what Sister White says in the book, My Life Today. My Life Today. Notice what she says. Page 369. As I close, there are 5 things I'm going to close with. As I touch a little bit upon Bible prophecy, there are 5 things I'm going to close with. And those 5 things are what you need to analyze. And I want you to write it down. Get your pen and your paper, please, and write down. This is what we need to analyze as we leave 2021 and we get into 2022. These 5 assessment questions are what you need to ask yourself as you start a new year. You know, there are many who did not see the new year. Do you know every year on December 31st, a bunch of people usually dies? They expire. Every year on December 31st, many die who do not see the new year. God has showed you mercy that you actually saw 2022. Because you know what? 2022 does not come at midnight. That's Rome's time. It comes at sunset. You are now in the new year. And you have seen the new year. You need to thank God because you are still among the assembly of the living. And then here's what it says in My Life Today, page 369. Another year of your life closes today. How can you look back upon it? Have you made advancement in the divine life? Have you increased in spirituality? Have you crucified self with the affections and lust? Have you an increased interest in the study of God's word? Have you gained decided victories over your own feelings and waywardness? Let me repeat those 5 things, okay? We need to say, Lord, and this is, you take this to the Lord in prayer, not me. You say, Lord, have spirituality in 2021. That's the first question. Did your spirituality increase in 2021? You're going to put yes or no. That's personal. Number 2, have you crucified self and the affections and lust of self in 2021? You're going to write that down, and you're going to write yes or no. or may not write yes or no. Go to the Lord in prayer, and the Lord will tell you yes or no. Open up the Bible. 3, have you increased interest in the study of God's word? Are you studying the Bible more? Are you more interested now as this new year is end in the study of God's word? You want to put yes or no as you speak to the Lord. 4. Number 4. Have you gained victories on feelings and waywardness? That's 5. Okay? So what are the 5 things we are assessing? Have you made advancement in the divine life? 1. Have you increased in spirituality? 2. Have you crucified self with the affections and lusts? 3. Have you an increased interest in the study of God's word? 4. And then 5, have you gained decided victories over your own feelings and waywardness? Can you answer yes to all of these questions? If not, because you know what? It says, as you enter upon a new year, let it be with an earnest resolve to have your course onward and upward. Let your life be more elevated and exalted than it was before. Make it your aim not to seek your own interest and pleasure, but to advance the cause of God. Is it your aim, my friend? Are you just seeking for your own self? We are in 2022. Let me tell you something. We are in the year 2022. You cannot be seeking your own pleasure. You cannot be seeking your own interests. Remain not in a position where you ever need help yourself, and where others have to guard you to keep you in the narrow way. You may be strong to exert a sanctifying influence upon others. You may be where your soul's interest will be awakened to do good and to others, to comfort the sorrowful, to strengthen the weak, to bear your testimony for Christ whenever opportunity offers. Aim to honor God in everything, and always and in everywhere. Carry your religion into everything. Now, if you did not answer yes to all these questions, here is what our aim should be. As we prepare for eternity, educate your mind to love the Bible. All right, what's the first thing we're going to do? Educate our mind to love what? The Bible. Now, listen, my friends, I will say it. Don't educate your mind to love speakers speaking to you. Educate your mind to love the Bible. God wants to speak to you personally. There is nothing like studying the Bible by yourself where you can just hear God and the Holy Spirit speak to you. Educate your mind to love the Bible. Educate your mind to love prayer. Educate your mind to love the hour of meditation. And above all, educate your mind to love to commune with God in the morning and in the evening. So what are the 4 things we need to do in order to fulfill those questions I first mentioned in the beginning? First, we have to educate our mind to love the Bible. We have to educate our mind to love prayer meeting. We have to educate our mind to love the meditation upon God's word, and educate our mind to love the hour of communion with God. This will cause us to become heavenly minded if we would unite with the heavenly choir in the mentions above. A new page is turned in the book of the recording angel. Did you know that every year, listen to me carefully, every year the recording angel changed the page? Have mercy. In the spirit of prophecy, a new page is turned in the book of the recording angel. Let a record be stamped there, which you will not be ashamed to have revealed to the gaze of men and to angels. My friends, I'm closing. I'm done. As you heard about these prophetic things happening, this should not be the reason why you should be wound up. But the reason why you should be wound up is because of your Savior, Jesus Christ, who gives his life for you. As the recording angel changes the page into a new page, 2022, I'm going to ask that we go into a season of prayer as we close. I will begin. We need a few prayers for Advent Light Ministry. We need a few prayers for the work here in Arkansas. We need to come together here in Arkansas because there's a mighty work to do. I'm telling you, my friends, do not sleep on what's happening here. We need to come together. We need laborers in the field here in Arkansas. We have women that want Bible studies. We don't have help. We have men that want Bible studies. I'm not talking about technology. These people want to meet in person right here. We need to come together with Tree of Life Ministry. Begin to search and begin to work in the field of labor. God has not put us to sleep. The Bible says, and let us work the work, John 9, verse 34. Let us work the work while it is day. For the night cometh when no man can work. We're going to have a season of prayer. Not too long, about 10, 15 minutes. We need different prayers as we welcome in the new year together on the Advent Light Ministry prayer line. We're going to pray that these things that we have heard tonight will remain in our hearts for the rest of this year, so that when we ring in 2023, if God is willing, that we would say, yes, Lord, I have increased in Bible study. Yes, Lord, I'm spending more time in prayer. Yes, Lord, I'm spending more time in my devotion with you in the morning and in the evening. Yes, Lord, I have crucified flesh and the lust thereof. Yes, Lord, I have increased in spirituality. Is that your desire for tonight? Because it is mine and my family. Pray for me and my family, and I will pray for you. Loving Father, we thank you for the year in review. We thank you for the prophecies that is fulfilling before our eyes. We thank you that we can look into spiritual things. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, you said the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And Father, we need eternal eyes to be able to see. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Have mercy upon us tonight, Lord. Be with this ministry, dear Father, as you are in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary above. We pray that you would revive us again. We thank you for this year-end review that we have spent together on this Sabbath day, Lord, to give you thanks and honor and glory for life, to give you thanks for our heart beating, to give you thanks for our lungs that is still able to take breath, to give you thanks, dear Father, for our GI system that is functioning, our eyes that they may see, our hands that still work, our feet. Dear Father, we give you thanks for the wonderful promise of your Son and of your Holy Spirit. Be with us tonight. Visit each and every one of us. Visit my home, my family, Lord. Visit those who are on the line. Sister Powell, Brother Rick, Sister Carla, Brother Eli, Sister Leola, Sister Brenda, Brother John, Sister Katie, Sister Consonelli, many other, Brother Richardson, his wife, Lord. And please, if I've forgotten any names, dear Lord Jesus, please add them, Brother O'Neill, Lord. There are many who has been on this prayer line and who have not come, those that we have not heard from in a while, Sister Teresa, Sister, many of them, Lord. We pray for Brother Jen Finney even, Lord. We lift up these individuals in your hands, Father. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Brother Jeff, Lord, we think of Sister Naomi, dear Father, Lord. Have mercy upon them, dear Lord. We pray for Sister Carrie and a very special Sister Susan. Lord, we lift her up in your hands, dear Father in heaven. We lift up all these souls in your hands, and you know them by name, and even those that we have forgotten, Lord. We pray for Sister Moody. We pray for all of these brothers and sisters that used to come on this prayer line, dear Father, and as we begin this new year, we ask for your mercy. Sister Adele, Sister Lovely, we think of all of these brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, who used to speak and be on this prayer line. We lift up all of them in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. We pray for Brother Rick and his family in a very special way, his wife, his daughters. Lord, we lift up Brother Serge and his wife, dear Father. We lift up, oh, so many names, dear Father. I cannot recall them all, but you remember each and every one of them by name. So, Father, have mercy. Think of Brother Akeem James. We think of Brother Akeem Brett. We think of all of the various speakers that we have had on this prayer line, the various Kent meetings, Brother Hudson and his wife, dear Father. We think of Sister Stephanie, dear Lord Jesus, in a very special way. We think of all of these individuals, dear Father, who have been on this line speaking. And even Pastor David House, we lift him up in your hands. Have mercy upon him, dear Father, as we intercede upon his behalf. Lord, open his eyes that he might see wondrous things out of thy word, dear Lord Jesus. We pray for these individuals that have gone astray from you, Lord, from this prayer line. And we thank you for what you have done and what you will continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for that presentation and also on that prayer for each and every one on this line. And brothers and sisters, if you need to pray, I'm asking you to take off your line yourself, star 8 and press lock 1 so that I will be able to open your line with a short word of prayer. Okay, so I'm going to open this line for a short prayer, 272-770. Your line is open. Can you give us a short prayer?
Yes, thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. God bless you all. Happy, blessed, and happy Sabbath to you all. And I just wanted to read a scripture verse from Psalms 145, 1 through 3. And it says, I will exalt you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. And his righteousness is unsearchable. In the mighty name of King Jesus Christ, I pray, amen and amen. But I thank you so much for opening my line. Dear sister, my name is Tamiko from Pennsylvania. I forgot to bring that out. So I'd like to say a small word of prayer. Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In heaven, also upon earth, dear Lord. We thank you so much for this precious day of life. We thank you for all you've given us, dear Lord, all that you do for us each and every day, dear Lord. We are not even worthy, dear Lord, but we thank you that you still love us. We don't deserve it. You take good care of your children. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, Father God. Thank you for always being there for us, dear Lord, helping us to get through the hard times, dear Lord, keeping us healthy during this pandemic. We are so grateful. You kept us safe. You didn't let this horrible pandemic hurt or harm your children. So we are so grateful, dear Lord. And we thank you for this precious prayer line. Thank you for our dear Sister Powell, who's always there praying for each and every person on the prayer line. Continue to bless her abundantly, more than she can ever ask or dream. Bless Brother Yudi and his wife, Melissa. Bless all of their children. Strengthen, guide, and keep them. And bless the Tree of Life, the health food store that is helping many to get well again. Also, they're having Bible studies there, so continue to, dear Lord, place your guardian angels around them, dear Lord. Guide and protect them at all times. Watch they're going in and they're going out, dear Lord. Please cover them in the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord. And please bless all of our dear brothers and sisters. Bless Sister Stephanie. Continue to bless KJ and Kasha. Bless them abundantly. Pour the Holy Spirit upon each and every one of them, Lord. And please bless Brother, please bless Brother Elroy and his wife, Erica. Yes, continue to bless them and their family as well. Continue to bless Brother Eli and his family and his mom and all his friends, dear Lord. Bless every single person on this prayer line tonight, dear Lord. And we pray that everyone will be safe and well in the precious palm of your holy hands, dear Lord. We are so grateful to be here this precious Sabbath, dear Lord. And we want to serve you and do your will, Father God, not our will, but thy will be done. Please, dear Lord, we ask that you please create in us a clean heart as I stand in the gap for my dear brothers and sisters on this prayer line. Please create in each and every one of us a clean heart and renew within us a right spirit. And do not cast us away from your presence, Lord. And do not take away your Holy Spirit from us, but restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us by your generous spirit. So we thank you, Father God, for everything, dear Lord. We touch and agree with all the prayers that have went up already from Elder Yudi. And we thank you for all our dear friends and families on this prayer line. May you continue to cover us all from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. May you keep us safe, dear Lord. We need you in these last days. So please strengthen us, guide, and keep us, dear Lord. Walk with us along life's narrow ways and continue to protect us from the enemy. Let no weapon formed against us shall prosper as we are into the new year. We are so grateful, dear Lord. May we continue to put you first and seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. All these other things will be added on to us. And Matthew 6:33. So we thank you again, dear Lord. We place everything in your precious palm of your hands. We stand on your promises and we thank you in advance for what you will do for our families and friends, dear Lord. And we love everyone. We love you, Lord. We trust you. You are our refuge and our fortress and our strong tower. So we leave now in your precious care and keeping in the precious and mighty name of King Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, hoping in the line for a few more prayer. Brothers and sisters, this is the time we have to come before the Lord. 225-337, your line is open. 225-337, your line is open. 225-337, your line is open. Okay, maybe she's on you. All right, brothers and sisters, I'm going to close off with prayer. Asking my brothers and sisters, if you want to share, press, okay? 570-977, your line is open.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. It's your brother Bernard Lewis. It's a blessing to hear the message going forward tonight. Also, the prayers that goes out for God's people. The scripture says in Psalms 33, verse 4, for the word of the Lord is right. The word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Follow the word of the Lord, my friends. There will be many coming in the Lord's name, giving you different doctrines, different things to follow and ponder on. But you follow the word of the Lord. Thus saith the word. Thus saith the Lord. And it is written, because in the last days, Satan will send out his team who know the Bible upside down and will, if it were possible, deceive the very elect. Stay strong, my beloved brothers and sisters, in the Lord. It's been a blessing. The Lord is doing a mighty work here in Arkansas and through the brothers that are working tediously. And it's we can't even, you just have to be here to see it, to tell you the truth. I pray for each and every one on this prayer line. I pray a prayer for the work that is going on around the world and in Arkansas, a special work here. This It was a very dark place here. Not much going on, and the Lord is moving here now, and He's doing His work. That these people here who were here, this place was had a history of racism to the highest degree, and also was against the Adventist preaching in this town. And there's a time when the Lord told Paul, you go ahead, I have people in this town, and those who were after you are gone. It's a time, brothers and sisters, when God is going to move and do a work that we cannot know or see. But the work must go forward. God goes before His people, and He clears out those distractions and those things that cause God's people not to do the work. So just be faithful and remain in the Lord. I pray, Father in heaven, that Your word will be put in our hearts and written upon our mind, that Your character, Your law, that we will receive Your blessing, Father. For You want us to be Your representatives, Your ambassadors. And ambassadors represent their countries. And they do it to the fullest and to the extent. Lord, have mercy on me and us where we may have slipped off and we may have been drifted into distractions. We come before You, O Father, asking for forgiveness and mercy, and that You will keep us and guide us and lead us into all truth. All those people, customers that we encounter that come into the store of Tree of Life to receive a fresh blessing and anointing, and they don't even know it yet, for the Lord have moved upon their hearts and softened their hearts. We give thanks and praise for Advent Light, for continuing and being faithful and continuing the prayer line and praying for people. Brother Yudi called names that we haven't heard in a long time. And yes, Lord, we ask for a special blessing upon those who have not been on the line. We give thanks and praise. I wish everyone a blessed and prosperous new beginnings in this new year that we are about to face. Be thou faithful to the end, because we are going to see troublous times ahead of us. When they say peace and safety, then cometh sudden destruction. Beloved brothers and sisters, be ready, be prepared. Yes, the prophecies will fulfill. The prophecies are there. Yes, we will see and hear of them. But if you do not overcome and be thou faithful to the end, nothing, it was in vain. Where do you stand in that great day? Where are you standing now is the question. I pray you stay thou faithful till the end. God bless you all with much love. Goodbye.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear beloved Brother Bernard, for those encouraging words and also the prayer. I want to thank everyone tonight who really joined. And this is a new beginning for each one of us. We have listened to the message, and this message is for us, Lord. Each one of us who is on the line, this message is a new beginning. And if we have want a new beginning, we have to really go into the words, right? Follow the word, be obedient to His will, and only total surrendering our heart, our soul, our mind, and to be obedient with God will allow us to enter into His eternal rest with Him. The world is all around. We saw what is happening, but God is able, and He is calling us to do His work. So I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined us. We know we are a little over time, but you know what? It is well accepted and deserved, because you know what? We have to do His will, and only God can help us. So I'm just grateful for everyone who come and who join. So I will just close out with a word of prayer. End quote. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, we just want to thank you for your blessings tonight, Lord. Blessings for the message that you have given unto us, Lord, and the charge that you have given unto us. And we are asking you, Lord, to help us that we all, Lord, be obedient to all these wonderful, wonderful promises that you have given unto us, that we will be able to be your representative, your ambassador out there in the wilderness. We know the wilderness is out there. Why? The work is there, but the laborers are few. And we ask you to pour out your blessings upon the heart that we will be able to get more laborers to go out in the field. We ask you to bless us and to keep us and to help us to be faithful to you. Bless each heart again, we pray. And all these names that was represented to you this evening, we are asking you, Lord, to hear our cry and answer our plea. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. Even right now, Lord, my niece is here with me, and I thank God that she was able to listen, continue to use her mightily, and also allow her to share your word. She was also reading the word from the scripture, and I'm asking you to pour your blessings upon her. Keep us, Lord, safe, Lord, and help us not to be afraid, because you promised that you will be with us even to the end of time. Bless us tonight and help us that we will have a good night rest. Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Praise the Lord, and thank everyone tonight for joining. We will just close with just this little song.